We talked about the triangle of creating, maintaining, and dissolving, the balance and the circle of life. This is Aratima. So there are three sounds, seed sounds, that are making up all other movements in life. And these are the sounds Aing, Hring, Kling. So the first sound is a creator sound. The second is the maintaining, the manifester sound. And the dissolution sound is the third one, Kling. And basically, they have to be always in a flow. Out of the oneness comes the two, the masculine, the feminine, the electric, the magnetic. And then from the two comes the three, which is the creation, the triangle of the masculine. It's like the mom, the dead, and the child. So the child is the manifestation, and there is a flow of energy that is constantly one gives into the other, and it flows and flows and flows. And essentially, we don't really know where the beginning is. We could say that the eyeing is the creator sound, but essentially it cannot create without the dissolution sound, clinging, which is the death sound, the letting go again, the winter of the sound, until the spring comes again, the eyeing sound. And then the hring is the summer, that is the is that which everything can be seen. We can see the invisible, and then it dissolves again into the invisible. So it's a constant emerging and dissolving of life. All cells in your body have to come and go, and for health to be truly happening in the realm of time and space, which this body is somewhat experienced and taking place, because you're still moving your body from one position to the next. There is the process of creating, maintaining, and dissolving. Although as consciousness, we are experiencing already a timelessness, the realization that this isn't quite real, yet it is also real. So we have to kind of be very clear about that. We must completely acknowledge the physical realm and the time-space dimension for what it is, and don't get into a level of confusion, and allow for proper creation, maintaining, and dissolution of all the cells in the body, of all the different energies that make things come and go in accordance to the truth. And so that sound is the Om. So we will be cycling and chanting these three sounds in a particular sequence. We start with Om, and then we chant seven times, Aing, Hring, Kling. And you might use your fingers to chant with that, or if you're visual, you see numbers. But it should be quite effortless, because you will go into somewhat of a meditative state. And then after the seven times, we chant Om again. We align again to the core, to all there is. So the two channels, the Ida and the Pingala. The Ida is the lunar feminine channel, magnetic, and the Pingala, the solar electric channel on the right side, that then wind, you know, through the central channel, the Shushumna, the neutral channel, causes this spinning of the chakras. They cause the experience of the different levels of consciousness that we experience as humans, that are a bridge, like a rainbow bridge, between heaven and earth, between spirit and matter. So this is the cosmic dimension, the psychic dimension of the human, the dimension of the heart, that is putting an effort in balancing these forces through the physical body. That is an interplay of all the different thoughts, emotions, and physical chis and energies. So the basic sounds to keep this balanced is Aing, Hring, Kling. Now, you can chant this just for fun. You can use it to support your body's healing process, to just bring balance, and in whatever way you want. It will, because it's right at the core, before everything starts. Out of the one come the two, and out of the two come the three. That's the three sounds. So if you apply it in your life, you It might take, you know, some time until it trickles down to show in particular symptoms you might want to relieve in your body, or balancing your thinking, or whatever else goes on. If you understand that you are bringing your essential nature back into cooperation and into proper rhythm between these three events of being born, dreaming, and dying, you know, that kind of experience that we have as humans when we are engaging the senses in the world and in living. So we're going to chant it out loud first. You sit straight spine. Start just with a sitting practice. Of course, there's nothing wrong with lying down, but the energies flow way better. They flow up, and then they can also flow down, whatever needs to happen for you. And then we're going to chant it in a whispering voice, and then in a silent voice, just in the mind. So it'll be a beautiful practice to resonate with all the three aspects of your body, of your psyche, and your spirit. The silent is the voice of God, the spirit voice, and the whispering is the psyche, the lovers, the realm of love in the heart, and the loud voice is the realm of the physical dimension of the body. So you can really work in that way and just explore what that's like for you. And instead of going through the day worrying and wondering, just chant it. And there's nothing wrong with just chanting it continuously without even chanting Om, making it a very precise practice. Just chanting it throughout the day, whenever you think of it, is just fine. And replacing imbalanced thoughts, imbalanced emotions with that. So this is an training in bringing a good foundation for manifesting properly.